For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Huck. Health officials and community groups are working together to help vaccinate seniors and other people who might have difficulty getting to a clinic for the coronavirus vaccine. As part of the vaccination campaign, the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis is holding one-day vaccination events at senior apartments with the state and the Missouri National Guard. Health departments and hospitals have set up telephone hotlines. Local health centers have sent staff to seniors' homes to get residents signed up and organized buses to bring them to vaccine clinics. Rhonda Ballou leads St. Louis's Joint Boards of Health and Hospitals, and she says, and quote, all hands-on-deck response to the virus is needed. A failed bid to shut down Missouri's lone abortion provider will cost the state $140,000. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Administration Hearing Commissioner Srinivasa Dandamundi granted on Friday the request by Planned Parenthood for legal fees as well as $6,600 spent on an expert witness. A four-day trial in October of 2019 highlighted the state's efforts to close the facility by denying it a license to operate based on allegations it had botched abortions. Planned Parenthood contended the state picked a handful of difficult cases out of thousands of otherwise successful abortions. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt announced Friday that no charges will be filed in the 2017 death of Tori Sanders, a black inmate at a rural jail. Sanders died under similar circumstances to George Floyd, after a white law enforcement officer's knee was pressed on his neck. Schmidt says there is not enough evidence to prove first or second degree murder, which were the only options because the statute of limitations had expired on other potential charges. The 28-year-old Tennessee man died at the Mississippi County Jail in Charleston, Missouri in May of 2017. His mother said Friday that her son was murdered and accused Schmidt of not having the courage to file charges. Missouri State University President Cliff Smart says he anticipates an August start to the new school year that will be close to normal. He says the university has learned a lot of lessons from the pandemic. The Springfield News Leader reports that Smart said in a Board of Governors meeting that some institutions assume they are going to still be in the middle of a pandemic and intend to have a transition or hybrid approach. Others assume they will be mostly through the pandemic and back to a more normal distribution of classes, fewer capacity restrictions, and more events. A judge says a young man with severe autism must stay in the custody of Missouri's Child Welfare Agency despite just turning 21. The Kansas City Star reports that Jackson County Judge Kia Bird Riley also ordered Friday he remain in his current placement in a group home with the services he now receives. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri says in a lawsuit that he was in immediate danger and could die if he were released from care and ended up on the streets. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.